Hey, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, love?
Link, give us your social media links.
Okay, the Twitter one is Tearing It Up Right. The Instagram is also the same one, Tearing It Up Right. Or you can look up the first name is spelled T-A-R-Y-N. You could also try and see G-A-U-G-H-E-Y. I've been doing modeling for almost 13 years now, on and off. I do freelance, so most of it has been done through myself, which is why it's on and off, you know, it's a hard business. So now I'm finally dedicated to it, and that this is all I'm doing right now. Let me see. My Instagram is pretty fun. You'll need to look at that one. Let me think. What else did you? My nationality is Cuban Italian. I've gone to school for. I used to be actually a pro athlete. I ran track. I have family everywhere. I'm from New York originally. I live in Las Vegas right now. I'm planning on moving to LA actually. Probably soon. I don't know how soon, but soon enough. Do you have any questions for me you'd like to know?
Yeah, pretty much. I want to know what also got you inspired doing modeling.
Who inspired me? You know who inspired me, actually. Vita Guerra. Do you know who that is?
Who?
Vita Guerra. She's a Cuban model back when J-Lo was talking up with her music.
Yeah, I know.
They used to think that I looked so much like her, and that's actually how I got a lot of gigs, is because I look quite a bit like her body type. I don't have the big chest. I'm smaller up top, and I'm pretty muscular, but the legs and the butt and the dark hair, the dark skin, stuff like that, I look quite a bit like her.
All right, Taryn, what's your favorite video game, if you play video games? What's your favorite movie? Your favorite cartoon? And if you're into Japanese anime, what's your favorite anime? And since you're a Latino, what type of Hispanic food do you like?
Oh man, I don't have one Hispanic food I like. I like them all. I love Hispanic food. Cuban food especially, obviously. I have quite a few, actually, Mexican-American friends, so I do eat a lot of Mexican food. I've actually had everything. I've had, everything from Puerto Rican food to Peruvian food to almost everything, so I really like it all. I like food, period, I guess. anime, yes, I do actually. I love anime. Japanese is my favorite. I respect their culture very, very much. So that's my favorite. Video games, to be honest with you, I absolutely hate video games. However, I do like to race. So if I was to play any video games, that's what I do, is video, like the cars, the one where you can actually sit inside and drive the wheel, and you have the foot pedals. And then I also like shooting games. I'm pretty good at shooting, so anything where I can sniper somebody.
Oh, Lord.
So what's your favorite shooting game? Are you into Call of Duty or anything like that, Half-Life?
I have played Call of Duty, yes, and I have played Assassin's Creed. I used to play Halo when it first came out. Those are probably the only three that I don't play a lot of the video games, just because I don't have a lot of time, but those would be the three.
You just gave me an idea. You should do a photo shoot with a gun. Some camouflage.
I think I have a few with some guns and knives, but yeah, I need to update those for sure. And then you said my favorite cartoon. I do have a favorite cartoon is actually Bob's Burgers, because I love Louise.
What's your favorite gun? Because you sound like you have a few guns.
Oh, man. You know, I sound like I have guns. That sounds so terrible. you know what, probably I'm interested in the SKS just because it's so powerful. it knocked me on my butt the first time I tried to shoot it. So I like that gun a lot. It's powerful. I don't like something that I like a challenge. Let's put it like that, I guess.
All right, and what is your dream photo shoot?
Oh, my dream photo shoot. Wow, there's a lot of them out there. I don't know if I have one. You know what? I think probably Playboy, because I am a tattoo model. I do have a lot of tattoos. I am probably one of the very few natural models. I'm talking about butt and boobs. I'm natural all the way around. So I would feel very privileged, actually, to be in that magazine. And I know Sam Raima, so I've been to L.A. a few times and talked to them. And I think that would just, I would feel accomplished, actually, if I knocked that out.
What advice do you have for aspiring models?
Oh, first of all, I would say do not freelance anything by yourself. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and time. I would find a manager or a company that you can trust, who's not going to jerk you around a lot and, you know, obviously not going to take your money and take your cut. You want somebody that you can work with and trust and help you actually to be successful and give actually care about you as a model. That's the biggest and the best advice I could tell anybody that's looking into modeling.
All right, so, Taryn, do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, obviously, yes. Antrell, he knows who he is. He's listening right now. He does all my stuff. Shout out to my best friend, Penny, to my family that has supported me to doing actually everything, who've been very, very understanding. And to someone who is actually pretty far away. His name is Adam Helmy. And that would be it. Fumbled up. I had just got on the phone with you guys, but I want to give a special shout out and thank you to you guys very much as well. And just for everybody who's supporting me out there right now, I know I've been gone for a little bit, and I just want to tell everybody on Twitter who's following me, thank you so much. And if you need to look me up anyway, Twitter's probably the best way, tearing it up right, or just Google my name, and that's pretty much easy too, Taryn McGauhey, M-C-G-A-U-G-H-E-Y. And just thank you to everybody.